Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. There's so many reasons not to feed kibble. A million, gazillion. But allergies is one. Allergies is like the biggest reason you do not want to be feeding your dog things that will aspirate or cause allergies. And so much in kibble will do that. We're going to talk about ear infections today. We're going to hear from Julianne Lee. But before we do that, I do want to go over a couple of items here. Remember, you can look to see what other people are saying about some of the products on our website. Okay. So when you look on the products page, you can get other people's reviews, like these reviews for the All-Star Bully Blend. You can go down and to begin looking at their reviews and what the customer satisfaction is. From Maxine, she says, the All-Star Bully Blend is a great mix. Her German Shepherds love it. It's a good length of the 2-pound roll and it can fit in the Tupperware. Okay, well, that's a good, that's some good advice there. Those are the 2-pound rolls. Also, Chelsea, she says, we've been buying from Rick and Dee Dee for 6 years now. They are always super accommodating and helpful. The quality of their products is unmatched. We will never purchase from anyone else. Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you. And I so loved seeing all of the dogs because these are our real champions on here, the dogs. Julie, she says, my golden retriever seems to love this blend as well as all others. Again, this is the All-Star Bully. Elaine, she says, my Aussies will eat almost anything and they love this blend. Having recently switched to the 5-pound roll created an adjustment in my thawing routine, but I figured it out and I love the savings with bulk buying. All right, so you can buy the All-Star Bully, which is, by the way, a 50-50 blend of chicken and beef, and then there's tripe in there, and then the bones and the organs, 10% bone, 10% organ. We sell it in 2-pound rolls, and we also sell it in the 5-pound roll, which is called All-Star Bully Bulk. All-Star Bully Bulk. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit today about ear infections. As Lazzie's going to start her barking because obviously I think she knows when I'm doing a podcast. What the other night a bear came and she didn't hear a thing. He totally took our trash and just knocked it over. It was the loudest crash ever. And my two Germans slept right through it. But a snowball falls off the top of the house and she's barking. I don't know what's up with that. That's all I got to say. I guess she's not a bear dog. She's not on bear patrol. All right. Well, let's talk about dog ear infections because they are not fun at all. So many pet parents have experienced this in their dog. Sometimes they're the symptom of a larger health issue, and sometimes they're the result of something unavoidable. Now, this information is coming from our friends over at Adored Beast, but there's several different types of dog ear infections. There's the externa, otitis media, and otitis interna. So one is the most common ear infection for dog. It's inflammation affecting the outer portion of the ear canal. The media is the middle ear, and the inflammation of the inner ear is called otitis interna. Okay, but both media, the middle ear, and the inflammation of the inner ear are less common than that outside of the ear. typically caused by the spread of infection from external ears. You know, sometimes though, they're just a result of inflammation. So when the opening to the ear canal becomes inflamed, the opening to the ear canal becomes narrow, making conditions ideal for further infection and yeast inside the ear. So that middle ear and the internal ear can be very serious and may result in deafness, facial paralysis, and vestibular signs. So they can be all wobbly and that sort of thing. So you want to make sure that you're working with a trusted veterinarian, holistic practitioner to manage your dog's symptoms and to clear up their infections. But what are some of the causes of these ear infections? And then we're going to talk about what you can do about them. Well, allergies. All right. One of the biggest reasons we say friends don't let friends feed kibble. All of the mold and dust mites and pollens can cause it as well. But allergies are a major cause of dog ear infections. And so we want to make sure that there are no molds in the foods that you're feeding. And quite frankly, there are molds in aflatoxins in kibble food. The other thing that can cause ear infections is the inflammation that's being caused by allergies. Again, when there's inflammation in the ear, it creates a narrowing of the ear canal and sets up the prime conditions for, as Julian Lee says, a perfect storm. Moisture, that's a big culprit, guys. Excess moisture in the ear creates a perfect environment for bacteria and yeast to grow. That's why so many dogs end up with ear infections after a day at the beach or the lake. Okay. Diet. Here's where, you know, we say feed a species appropriate diet. But this is particularly true in the case of yeast infections in the ear. Yeast is naturally present in the ear, but things like kibble can encourage the yeast to overgrow. And this is because kibble is full of carbohydrates, and those carbs create sugars that feed that yeast. Next on the list is medications. Medications, particularly antibiotics and anti-yeast meds, they destroy the good bacteria in the gut. And that can lead to long-term chronic disease, including reoccurring ear infections. Also, internal ear medications do the same to the skin microbiome, leaving it vulnerable to chronic yeast and bacteria. You got to be really, really, really super careful. Don't be putting witch hazel. I've seen where people put apple cider vinegar and coconut oil in their dog's ears. Don't be doing that. You can get a foreign body in your dog's ears, and that can cause an infection to develop. So we want to make sure that there's not a foreign body in there. A holistic vet would be the best person to take a look. And then I know you think this is a great thing to do, but overcleaning or plucking the hair out of your dog's ears, you're just adding excess moisture that shouldn't be there. And Julian Lee says, plucking ears, which is what it's called, is a controversial subject, but in her experience, it causes inflammation in the ears, which narrows the ear canal and sets up, again, chronic problems. So do not be pulling that hair out of your dog's ears. Now, what are you going to be looking for? What are the signs and symptoms that your dog has an ear infection? Well, sometimes there are no visible signs at all. And sometimes it's going to be that buildup of gunk. There'll be an odor and there'll be some discharge. Now, let me say this. Don't mistake a detox situation when you're switching over from kibble to raw as an ear infection. Sometimes it is just a detox situation. But if your dog is obsessively head shaking, scratching their ears, if their ears are swollen, they're super red, if they're rubbing their head on a ground or the furniture, if it's scabbing in the ear flaps, this would be a good time to go to speak with your veterinarian, preferably holistic practitioner, so that they can address these issues. here's the big takeaway from this message today. Never, ever stick anything in your pet's ear. Don't do it. Julian Lee says a Q-tip can wreak havoc in a second, and even going too deep with a cloth can have negative consequences on your dog's ears. Do not stick anything in your dog's ears. Here is Julian Lee. I want her to tell you specifically what is the remedy that she suggests as soon as you see, and it's a safe remedy because that's everything that we do here and all the partners that we have. What is a safe remedy if your dog starts shaking its head and has an ear infection? So here is Julian Lee from Adored Beast.
Ear infections and yeast. First of all, please don't put anything in your cat's or dog's ear until your veterinarian has made sure that their eardrum is intact and they don't have a ruptured eardrum. When you're at the vet's, make sure that they do a culture and a sensitivity. This is really important. This way they can find out whether it's yeast, bacteria, or both. And if for some reason you need to give them antibiotics, you will know what antibiotic that the infection is sensitive to. So you're going to hear me say about doing cultures and sensitivities and things like that lots, because I really feel it's important to, if you're going to do antibiotics, you want to take a perspective that you are going to kill that bacteria within that course of antibiotics, not partially kill them or, you know, use the wrong antibiotics. So then you do a whole course of antibiotics, doesn't go away. Then you have to do another course of antibiotics or different course of antibiotics. Just freaking figure it out right from the very beginning and just do it right from the get-go. So my choices for remedies for ear infections, whether it's yeast or bacteria, it doesn't really matter. Again, always start with arnica and aconite. And again, you can do this before you even get to the vet. You don't have to worry whether it's yeast, whether it's bacteria, is it eardrum intact or blown. You don't have to worry about any of that. You just start giving it to them right away to decrease inflammation and help with pain. And you can do it every hour, 3 times. That's my go-to all the time. And then every 6 hours, 2 times after that. If it really hurts and it's really painful right from the get-go, all of a sudden your dog or your cat are shaking its ear and you scratching its ear and you open up their ear and you're like, and it's stinky and red and inflamed and swollen and painful, you can start right away with belladonna. So you can add belladonna to your aconite and to your arnica, and you just follow the same schedule. If it's not that red or not swollen or not that painful, but it's more just itchy and they're shaking their head, then you could just use the aconite and arnica until you get in to see the vet. But once you do, you can follow either the arnica or the belladonna with silica and Heparsulf. So whether you've done arnica and aconite alone or arnica, aconite, and belladonna, once you finish that, you can start silica, Heparsulf, and then you do that 3 times a day for 5 days. The next thing that I'm a big fan of is something called, I used it at my practice all the time, is something called Zymox Otic Enzymatic Solution. Dr. Judy Morgan, she has it on her website. It's amazing. I wouldn't suggest the one with hydrocortisone, nor even the cleaner, just the simple enzyme solution, and just follow the directions. It's the best ear stuff I've ever used, ear medication I've ever seen ever. I highly, highly recommend it.
Thank you, Julian Lee from Adored Beast. Remember, guys, you want to start out with a species-appropriate diet. Do not aggravate allergies with all the high sugary carbohydrates that are in kibble. Also, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever put anything in your dog's ear. Please do not do the apple cider vinegar or witch hazel or all of these other types of things, as it can be very, very damaging to your dog's ear. We so appreciate the great information we get from our partners over at Adored Beast. We carry the Adored Beast line right there in our supplement section. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Make sure that you have all of the processed foods out of their diet. And this is going to help go a long way towards the seasonal allergies. Get over to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.